Coach, now 3-0 at home. Just your thoughts on tonight's game.
It's nice to start Patriot League conference play at home, as well as to find a result and get 3 points. We talk about playing games at home, and we talk about us being good at home and really difficult. And first game of conference play is as important as any game. And this is a big game to start conference play on the right foot. To find a 2-0 result, we'll take it. Clean sheet, good for the guys. Can it be better? Yes. The second goal is a little late, so maybe a deceiving scoreline for some, but I'm really happy to find the result for the guys. But I felt at times we were could have been a little better tonight, but that's just the coach in me. But no, I'm really excited for us to be 3-0 at home. Puts us at 4-2, and we're still building and haven't yet to play a 90-minute performance, so maybe that's a good thing and something to continue to build on for our group.
Gabby Church, Daily Free Press. After a less than ideal result last week, how important is it to shift the momentum to open league play with a win?
Yeah, we had 10 days off from Merrimack to tonight, and so we had 10 days to think about our worst loss of the season, you know, 2-0 at Merrimack. And so it also allowed us a week of training, but we wanted to see a reaction. We wanted to see a response. And I do think that we did see a response at times tonight. And so to your point, yeah, this was a big game and a big 3 points on the line. And our guys found a way to find the result, which is great.
Charlie DiMatteo, WTBU. Coach, first half and kind of all game, they were pretty direct on the counter. How do you think, you know, Roach and Lau, and whether it was Sochinski or Bagnato, dealt with that and their threat on the break?
Yeah, I mean, they never really broke us down through the running play tonight. Everything was your direct play, and listen, that's something that we've dealt with before and we're going to continue to have to deal with. I thought tonight we, at times, were not the best in our depth perception in terms of our initial clearance, our initial first ball, and then position for a second ball. With that being said, we still dealt with them, but I think it could have been better as a whole, and that's not just the back three. That's our midfield group. But did the wind have anything to do with it and staying up there a little longer? We talked about that. But nonetheless, I think it's something that we have to continue to look at for sure, just based upon teams and how they're going to want to try to break us down.
And then that first half ended on a positive note, but there was plenty of room for improvement leading up to that moment, especially with final passes and finishing. What was your messaging at halftime, and what improvements did you see in the second half?
Didn't think we needed to change too much at half. I mean, there's tons of space, specifically in the midfield. What they did a little bit towards the end is they kind of tried to shift one of their central midfielders on KT, which kind of left a massive pocket for Quinn. I don't know if we found him enough, but there was tons of space there. And I think you saw that space a little more clear in the second half. So, there wasn't anything that we needed to change from first half to second half. It was just continuing to be patient in how we were playing and to find those pockets. And I think we found them, whether it resulted in goals. But I do think that we found some joy centrally and in opposite way at times to then allow our front three to hold a higher line. So I think it was that was something that we looked at. We felt that it was going to be on even before the game. And we weren't far off.
You guys had a lot of the ball tonight. Were you happy with how you guys progressed the ball? It looked at times it was a little stagnant. You were completely in control for most of it. But what do you want to see in possession moving forward, just to move that bit more freely, open up some space for the likes of Quinn and midfield that didn't have a ton of room to operate today?
Yeah, I mean, we said that we we felt we were gonna be on the ball tonight, just based upon what we had seen and how we felt the game would go. And we told our guys that we don't need to go right away, that we need to be patient in terms of our three and finding ourselves gradually getting our line up. Probably a little more space from Lau and Giuseppe in the first half, which, you know, sometimes too much space leads to indecisiveness, right? And so I would say our guys then, in terms of, okay, well, what's now the next moment? What's now the next pocket, right? Rent was receiving at midfield, and, you know, do we have a run beyond? What's the rotation from there? And unfortunately, we didn't find that pocket as much in the first half, but we knew that it was going to be there. So I was less worried about us being stagnant, in fairness, but us continuing to be purposeful in terms of finding those pockets. And we actually told our guys, like, be patient. You know, their space will open up. It was there. I mean, they defended more than we had to defend tonight. We had to defend, as you noted, the big ball, or anytime they found anything, it was us losing possession for them to go. And that's how Merrimack got us. And that's something that we're going to have to look at, 100%.
And then you're going away to an intense local rival in BC. What are your expectations for that game?
Yeah, to the local derby, right? Battle of Calm Ave. I don't need to tell our guys, and I'm sure BC doesn't need to tell their guys, that this is a derby. We just got to be prepared for what's going to be a really good game and a tough game. They're going to be ready for it. We're going to be ready for it. So we just got to be prepared for the moment and the day. At the end of the day, any local derbies, an in-state rival, yeah, it's going to be a good one.
And then just last one for me. Second half especially, Lehigh was getting a bit chippy. They definitely had some physical guys. How happy were you with your guys' ability to cope with that and kind of just rebound off it?
Yeah, we still got to be able to match at times the physicality, but I still believe that our soccer hopefully takes precedent. But yeah, there's a couple challenges for sure. I'm glad that you get out of any game healthy completely. So, but again, I think that's just sometimes part of the game. And maybe it's a team that we've been there, like, you don't want to defend anymore, right? You want to reach, and you're going to try to make a play. And so I don't fault anybody, but yeah, there's a couple, but we have to be prepared for that. We have to be able to deal with whether it's a hard tackle or a riding the guy and using your body and being strong in aerial duels. We need to continue to improve there for sure.
Actually, can you just talk about John Roman? Really helped set up that first goal with a lot of work, and just how he's looked his sophomore year.
Yeah, no, John, that was a really good individual play. Obviously, like, it was there, came back, and then won the ball and decided to, take a little space. We felt that in the first half, there could have been more space for John and Colin to take as our double eights. But that was an instance where we found it, and then you find a goal. I mean, Bono in the box, he's pretty good in the box in terms of his runs. And so, and listen, the jump from freshman year to sophomore year, people talk about it, is massive. Sometimes people struggle with it, but I think it's been a really good progression for John and the entire sophomore group, right? We've seen the maturation for them, and but yeah, I think it's been a good jump for him specifically and his class. Yeah.